using the hashtag #NonprofitU. NLEN or Brenda's Secret Sauce. You can also leave comments on blogtalkradio.com/nonprofitU. The chat room is open, and you can post comments and questions. We'll be taking questions by phone and from the chat room at the 18-minute mark. The call-in number is 347-884-8121. Today's guest is Brenda Palms-Barber, CEO of the North Rondell Employment Network, or NLEN for short. Brenda Palms-Barber has been the executive director of the North Rondell Employment Network since its founding in 1999. She has a Master of Science in Nonprofit Management from the Fertis Institute, and under her leadership, NLEN has grown from 2 to 21 employees and provides job training and financial literacy to over 2,000 men and women. She launched the Sweet Beginnings Social Enterprise, which produces local honey and skincare products under the Bee Love brand, where 383 returning citizens have been employed since 2007. NLEN has an annual budget in excess of $2.6 million and received numerous awards, including one of the first MacArthur Foundation Awards for Creative and Effective Institutions in 2006, and the prestigious 2012 Chicago Neighborhood Development Awards Special Recognition. In 2008, Brenda attended Harvard's Business School Strategic Perspectives in Nonprofit Management Program as a Roman Nomich Fellow. Brenda is also a graduate of the Chicago Urban League's Next One Program, an intensive business marketing entrepreneurial training program that included classes at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management. Most recently recognized as ComEd's Power of One Neighborhood Hero and the 2014 Essence of an Angel Award by Chicago State Foundation, Brenda and NLEN, they assist North Rondell residents through innovative employment initiatives that lead to economic advancement and an improved quality of life. So, Brenda, when you moved to Chicago 15 years ago to start NLEN, you found a community that ranked in the top six in the state with respect to prisoners returning home. What were you thinking when you had to be moved here? And full disclosure, I am a resident of North Rondell, born and raised.
Well, first of all, Valerie, I have to say it's a pleasure to be on your show and to honestly be selected as your very first guest. I have long had so much respect for you and your leadership in North Lawndale, but really throughout the city as an economic and workforce development professional. So thank you for the opportunity. So yes, when I think about the relocation here, it was indeed a leap of faith. Okay, I accepted the offer as the first executive director by the Staines Family Foundation. Relocating here 15 years ago to take a huge leap of faith by helping to and wanting to address the needs of the community and particularly those around employment. It was certainly a great responsibility and an honor to be held in trust to really help to give life to the vision that the community had.
Awesome.
So, the vision of the North Rondell Employment Network and the focus really was a very community-driven, community-rooted outcome of that planning process that they went through.
Oh, great. You know what? I really love the level of transparency and disclosure on your website. In fact, you're one of the few organizations that I know of that shares your theory of change. And when I talk about theory of change, we're talking about a program logic model that will look at goals and objectives, and how you're going to get there, what activities you need to get there. Generally speaking, organizations keep that kind of stuff private because they're so afraid of competition, but you put that right out there on your website. Would you care to tell us more about your theory of change, and can you also let us know if that transparency has helped you, hindered you? You know, what have been some of the pros and cons?
Well, first, thank you. I think that's a great question, and I take a lot of pride in all honesty in being a transparent organization. I think it's important that if you are striving to be a best practice organization, that people are able to access information about your organization and that there should be no stone unturned. We are public servants. We are held in trust, and therefore I think it's really important to let folks know who we are and what we're doing and how we're doing that work. We also spend a lot of time reflecting on our lessons learned and making course corrections, and that's reflected in the theory of change and our logic models that you see that are posted on our website. And I think what's important is because we were a community-driven organization, that it's important to keep that transparency and to let folks know whether it's a job seeker, a community resident, or a funder, what we have available, and that we're being very thoughtful and intentional about our work.
Yeah, you know, NLEN clients as a group, they have a recidivism rate of 6%. And when we talk about recidivism, we're talking about the rate at which prisoners who have been released, they actually go back.
Mm-hmm.
So you have been able to hold that down to 6%. And you compare that to what's going on in the rest of the country, we see that it's 43%. So what are you doing differently from most organizations that are doing this work? And I guess, in essence, you know, what's your secret sauce?
Oh, my gosh. It's called sweat equity.
Literally, right? On a day like today.
You just work really hard. But, you know, in all truth, I think that there are just really important best practices that most organizations strive for. And I think, without doubt, the wind beneath my wings comes from having the right people in the right job and recruiting individuals who wholly accept and internalize the mission and the core values and beliefs of the North Lawndale Employment Network. And that is reflected not only in our staff, but our volunteers and, most importantly, our board of directors. Having a strong board of directors that genuinely cares about the agency is important. And sometimes board members, we have to be honest about this, have their own agendas, right? And so it's important that you vet them and that they are on board for what for executing what the vision is for the organization. I also think it's important to have board members that demonstrate their sincere commitment with finances. With their finances,
right, that's very important.
And also, right, and with their attendance. Sometimes folks think it's just enough to show up, but you have to be invested. I also think that we have good representation of the men and women who have served time behind the wall on our staff, and that's been intentional because they really keep things real for me, right? It's great to sort of think theoretically and hypothetically, but I love being able to sit down with some of my staff members who've been there and talk with them about what we need. I think the real secret sauce, honestly, Valerie, it's caring. And it's treating people with respect.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk through our doors, we want you to know that, one, we see you.
Mm-hmm.
So many times organizations just want to process people.
Right.
But we see you, and we see your worth and your value and your potential. And in all, and I believe that's what the secret sauce is.
You know, it's so funny. I like to listen to Oprah, and she always talks about Maya Angelou and how she likes to say, or she used to say, right, people may not remember what you said, but they always, always remember how you made them feel. And going back to transparency, you know, I understand that NLEN participates in the GuideStar Exchange at the goal level in terms of disclosure. Can you tell us a little bit more about what GuideStar does and what your goal level of participation means? And when I talk about disclosure, you know, that's just sharing information about, you know, the organization.
Well, we're really proud to be a Gold Star GuideStar member because, and really, only 10% of nonprofits actually attain that level.
Wow.
So it really is an honor. And it's because we believe in that transparency, but we put all of our data out there, our IRS, our 990 forms, and our board's list, our goals, values, objectives. And so there's just a litany of information that they require that we not only submit, but that we maintain on a regular basis. And so we're very excited about that, achieving that level of accomplishment through GuideStar.
Oh, that's great. So we read in the papers all the time about nonprofit organizations. They always withhold information. Again, like I said before, it's a secret. You know, they only disclose what they're required to do by state and federal government. But you, on the other hand, not only share what you do, you share how you do it, you know, in a true spirit of transparency.
Yeah.
So have you found that that has been helpful in terms of raising money? There are people who think, oh, if I keep things from the funder, then maybe they'll continue to fund me.
You know, people need to know that you not only can execute the work, but they need to know that you're trustworthy. And I believe that we are trustees as public servants, as nonprofit organizations and community. So I will always, always err on disclosure, because the truth is our truth, right?
Right.
It is who we are. And if we have challenges, then it demonstrates the need that, one, we're aware of them, and two, that we're looking to correct them and improve them. But trust is very important. I also think, Valerie, it's important for organizations to be able to differentiate themselves, because there are thousands of workforce development organizations out there, for example, right?
Wow.
All of us are doing workforce development.
Right.
But the question becomes, what differentiates us? And it's the why we do what we do, right?
Your secret sauce.
That's part of the secret sauce. It's the why we do what we do. And we ask ourselves a couple of key questions, and I'll just go there, which is, you know, first of all, our mission, our values, and our strategic plan. But then we also ask ourselves, why do we do what we do? And more importantly, is anyone better off? And those are two important evaluation questions that we ask ourselves at all of our staff members. Is anyone better off, and why? Have our methodologies been effective? Do we need to tweak or make course corrections?
So the state of Illinois is going through a very rough budgeting period, as you know, and we always read every day the governor and legislature are trying to come to an agreement as to how to close a $4 billion budget deficit. Social service organizations are seeing significant cuts. NLEN has proven itself to be a survivor through thick and thin over the past 15 years. And my question to you is, what advice would you give emerging nonprofits on how to survive tough times?
Well, first of all, we are very blessed. And I believe that the work that we do is critically important, which is at the core of how we have been able to survive, because sometimes you have to make really difficult decisions. So my first recommendation is to always develop a plan B and possibly a plan C, and understand that as an emerging nonprofit or even an established nonprofit, there will always be ups and downs. So I savor my ups and I plan for my downs, because both are inevitable. Diversifying our funding, and that means for us, it's not just your local government support, city support, state support, federal support, but it's also your private donations, individual contributions, board contributions, and now for social media is creating another space for diversifying funding. So it's important to diversify your funding as much as possible. Contract ultimately with a professional grant writer. You can't play. You have to deliver the best quality,
right,
you know, representation of your work. And sometimes it just simply requires, you know, some of us think we can save money, you know, if we do it ourselves.
Right.
But I think I've always erred on contracting with professionals where needed, whether it's financial or whether it's grant writing or even social media, to make sure that we have the capacity to do what we do. And I don't know, I know you're not looking for this, but I know you're an awesome grant writer yourself. And so that's a great resource to have, someone that has your kind of capacity and care. I would also say that create an annual fundraising event, something that is your agency's signature event, that really helps people to understand and engage with your work in a unique way. I think people are moving away from a lot of traditional kinds of dinners, if you will, chicken dinner. So challenge yourself to think creatively about who you serve, how you serve them, and how do you engage your funders in a way that's refreshing and new for them.
Right. Have you ever thought about crowdfunding? Have you ever tried that one?
We are absolutely making that part of our fund development strategy this year. And there's also another one, Fundly, for example, is another one that we're looking at. So, yes, definitely tapping into those strategies. And then I think the other thing that sometimes we take for granted is in your survivability, it's important that you are able to articulate your story.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out how to tell your sort of story. In the business world, it's your commercial. What do we call it? Your elevator pitch, right?
Right?
And so what's your elevator pitch when you talk about the impact of your work? And do it like in a minute. You know, what is it you do, why you do it, and what kind of impact people can expect.
Yeah, okay. Awesome.
And then last of all, face the brutal facts. Sorry, but you have to be really honest about your impact. Be honest about whether you should be doing this work. Be honest if, you know, why are you struggling? Is it just because of the economy, or is it because somehow the demand for the services you're providing isn't there? And that's a tough question, but don't be afraid to ask to be brutally honest and face the brutal facts.
Right. And then one of the ways you can address that is through a strategic planning process.
Yes.
And I guess, to me, living in North Lawndale, where about 25% of our workforce is in social services, mm-hmm. and, you know, looking at all the dependents, I'm looking forward to the day when, you know, since Brenda, that you guys can work your way out of a job.
Absolutely.
You know, so we can be more entrepreneurial. And then finally, what three lessons learned or words of advice would you leave to our listeners?
Oh, gosh. I wish three.
So many over the last 15 years.
One of the things that I'm struggling with this even today, which is everything takes longer than you think. Whether it's establishing your 501c3, whether it's launching or rolling out a new program, whether it's getting the right board members in place or the right staff members in place, plan to give yourself enough time to do it right, and don't let the timeline be your dictator, but getting the right people in place. So that's one.
So important.
Embrace your mistakes. I believe it's important that we will all make mistakes, but it's important to fail up.
Mm-hmm.
Fail up. Use those mistakes to help launch you to a whole other place of performance, because you have that behind you now. So that's important. I always stay clear about the mission, and I think that just goes without saying. And the last one is surround yourself with diverse and smart people who genuinely care about the work and the mission.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, Brenda, I noticed that we have a caller here. I'm going to call her. Can you state your name? Okay, we seem to have dropped that call. Okay, so Brenda, at this point, then... Hello, caller. Okay, we seem to have lost that caller. So, Brenda, you know, when I look at your program, I'm going to ask you, and you may not have a job after this, what's your favorite program?
You know what, that is so not fair. They're all your babies.
Right.
It's like asking a mom, you know, to choose which of her kids she has a favorite of. And I'm excited about them all. And I have a special place for U-Turn Permitted, because it is the program by which most of our clients are served through. And it was our flagship program. It's the very first program that we've ever that we launched. Sweet Beginnings, of course, as a social enterprise, has just been a game changer in terms of employment opportunities and being a job creation strategy. And I'm really excited about our most recent pilot, which is called Pathways, which is an entrepreneurial program for women in particular to become self-employed, and helping equip them with the tools they need to subsidize sort of the minimum wage jobs they may have. So many people in our community are entrepreneurial, to your earlier point. So we're excited about partnering with local organizations in North Lawndale, as well as leveraging resources from externally to help folks really build a strong ability to be self-employed.
Okay, we have a caller on the air. You have a question?
Hello.
Phone number. Hello.
Hi, this is Chris Rivera calling from UIC, and
Hi,
I want to congratulate you, Valerie, on launching this very exciting nonprofit U radio talk show. And Brenda, I'd like to thank you. You gave us a whole course in nonprofit management in about 15 minutes. It was fabulous. So my question is, where and how can we buy the Beloved products that you have available for sale?
Well, thank you so much for your compliments. We certainly have a lot of respect for your leadership at UIC and all the lives you're helping to inspire to get into the nonprofit sector.
Especially in North Lawndale.
Vila Products is the brand name for Sweet Beginnings, which is the name of the company. And we have urban local honey that is raised right here in North Lawndale. And we also have a skincare line that includes shower gels and lotions and lip balms. And all of those products can be found at 19 Mariano stores.
Wow.
We're in about 10 Whole Foods stores. And you can also visit us online at sweetbeginningsllc.com. And we can purchase those. You can purchase those products online, and we'll get them to you real quickly as well.
All right, terrific. I look forward to that. And again, congrats and thanks, and I'll get off the line so you can take your next caller.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Thanks. Okay, caller, are you there? Okay, we have lost the call. Would you please call back? We're very interested in hearing what you have to say.
Excellent. Okay. You know, and I should also mention we're also at O'Hare Airport. We're at Hudson's.
Wow.
And Rick Bayless actually carries our honey at his restaurant at the airport as well. And while we're talking about Sweet Beginnings, I have to say that we actually have the largest urban apiary partnership in the United States, which is located at O'Hare. And as a result, there have been at least five other airports in other countries that have modeled after Sweet Beginnings. So it's very exciting that we've been able to inspire people to think creatively about how to use unused land and make it productive as well. And, of course, our honeybees are critical to third of our food supply, so it's important that we support our beautiful little honeybee.
Okay. Thank you so much, Brenda. We have come to the end of our show, and I'd like to thank you very much. I'd like to thank the North Lawndale Employment Network. Brenda, would you care to share any party thoughts and tell us how we can reach you?
I honestly think, first of all, that being called to be an executive director or to work in the nonprofit sector is an honor. There, unfortunately, are far too many people that are in need and that can be inspired and need support that is some of our responsibility. We are our brother's keeper. And so it's exciting to be able to share some of our lessons through this means. Valerie, again, as I said in the opening, I'm really proud of you, very excited about what you're doing. And you are truly a steadfast leader way beyond the walls and borders of North Lawndale. So thank you so much for inviting me today.
Oh, she's making me blush, you guys. That's the Kleenex moment. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Between this five, I want to thank you for listening. Thank you. Oh, I love that. Thank you for listening to Nonprofit You Blog Talk Radio Show. Be sure to tune in next week at blogtalkradio.com/nonprofit_you. The show will be available for download within about an hour, and feel free to share freely. And also be sure to come in next week. We'll be here at 2 o'clock from 2 o'clock to 2:30. And our guest will be Cy, the blog professor. He's going to be sharing tips with us on how nonprofits can expand their capacity through social media. So until then, be well.
Be well. Thanks, Belle.
All right. Take care.